on my first trip to a strip club. "You better jack off first," one of my friends advised the night before my 18th birthday. The group planning to drive me up to Davenport, where the treatment for birthday boys was a lap dance on stage while their friends cheered. The implication being it wouldn't do to get too excited over the proximity of all those fake breasts and press-on nails, bad hip-hop twisting out of the speakers, the regulars using this as an excuse to step out back for a smoke. I remember the lead dancer had a gap between her teeth, and no one raised their eyebrows when they smiled. Later, a brunette with roots like fool's gold talked me out of $50 in a back room where I made too much eye contact while she opened like a desert highway. I remember thinking how all of this seemed a little related to the rape reenactments they showed us in health class. Susie and Brian struggling in some cardboard room full of bottles with the labels turned away, interrupted only by a narrator as far removed as that announcer from the Twilight Zone who breezed in with his gray jacket and tie and told us what we'd just seen and what to think and how to feel.